Good morning, everybody, and welcome to episode 14 of the All Points Road Trip Podcast. My name is Lacey Lee Elliott, and I am recording this episode, my final episode, in Mexico. If you've been following my journey and my story, you'll know that I sold my house, I bought an RV, have no idea what I'm doing, and I have gone on what I'm going to describe as a bit of an epic adventure the last 6 weeks of my life. I am excited to share my stories with you and my experiences with you to try to inspire, encourage, and motivate you to stop thinking and planning and hoping and just pick a direction and go. I spoke the last 2 weeks about loneliness and solitude, and something that came up that I shared with you was one of the questions to ask when you are alone, when you are enjoying your solitude time and embracing being alone. One of these questions I suggested you ask yourself is, am I comfortable with myself? And I'm pretty sure I shared it last week that I said, you know what? I'm not really that comfortable with myself. And a few people have commented and messaged me, and that is the inspiration behind today's episode. It was a therapist that actually asked me if I was comfortable with myself and sent me home to stand in front of the mirror and look myself in the eye and ask, am I comfortable with myself? And I do this exercise just about every single day. And especially since my life has changed and I've gone on this journey, I guess, of self-reflection and self-growth, I stand here today talking to you, bearing my soul and telling you, in all honesty, no, I'm not fucking comfortable with myself. I'm not. And I know that the reason I said no to that question is a main reason as to why I felt I needed to get away. For me, I default to the mistakes that I've made. I know feeling comfortable with yourself is going to look very different to you, but for me, I feel guilty. I feel guilty and I have regrets, and I look at the quote unquote mistakes that I've made. And what I have to realize is that who's defining these mistakes? I mean, who is telling me that what I did was a mistake in the first place? The definition of mistake is an action or judgment that is misguided or wrong. And it just brings the question again, by whose standards, by whose opinions are what is what I'm doing wrong? Many, many years ago, I shared with you is when I started some self-growth and personal development, probably in my late 20s, to be exact. And one of the first most powerful statements that I heard that really changed my life was at an event called the Millionaire Mind Intensive. And to this day, I say that this event changed my life. It was in this event that the leader said, nothing has meaning but the meaning you give it. Basically, that if you define something as being bad, it's bad. Religion, for example, there are so many different religions in the world that can't agree on who's right and who's wrong. And that's the basis of our lives from the day that we're born. Your parents, your teachers, the society, the culture, the country that you are born in defines and tells you what is good and what is bad. If you believe something to be a certain way, coming from your own beliefs, that's what it will be. So going back to the idea that I am so hung up on all of these mistakes that I've made, it's been a real struggle with me to decide who is actually defining the mistakes that I think that I've made, that I am so desperately still hanging on. And it comes down to the struggle that I personally, again, am having with the idea of I'm not comfortable with myself because of the mistakes, quote unquote, that I've made. And I've done so much searching in my life with my health and my relationships to realize that we live most of our lives for the roles or the titles or the people that we have around us, our jobs, our family. For me, my celebrity status, I feel I have to be a certain way in order to fulfill these labels. From the moment we are born, we become children, sisters, uncles, parents, co-workers, boss. These lists go on and on and on in our lives as we get defined by how society places us or how we place ourselves in society. And it is so hard to figure out what it is that we truly want. When we become adults, this is why it is so hard for us to really think, what fucking makes us happy? Because you go through school as a child, as a student. Then at some point you get a job. You become a coworker. You become a husband or a wife or a spouse. And this list goes on. And we're constantly trying to fit into those boxes. And we can't understand what really makes us happy from our point of view. So how do we overcome that? How the fuck do we stand in front of a mirror and look ourselves in the eye and say, am I comfortable with myself? Fuck yes. I don't know. I honestly don't have the answer. And I don't know if you can tell on this podcast, but it brings tears to my eyes because I so desperately want to offer you something. To all of you that have supported me and followed me through this, I want to be able to say that there is some simple answer, that there is some thing that I can tell you from my experience and my wisdom that will suddenly allow you to open your eyes and feel comfortable with yourself. But I don't. I am 40 years old and I still have my own struggles and I am still going through my own growth from broken to healed. I still don't have the answer. But what I have learned on this journey, this trip down to Mexico in my RV, is that that's okay. What I'm learning and what I have learned the most through this experience is that it's okay to not be okay. That at 20 and 30 and 40, and I'm assuming at 50 and 60 and 80, we still don't have all the answers and we don't have it all figured out, and that is okay. So what I can say to you, the advice that I can pass on to you through my personal experiences and my own journey is this. Embrace the comfortable, happy, amazing, wonderful moments that you have in your life and enjoy the shit out of them. And in the uncomfortable times, the bad times, the days when you don't feel so good, just know that it's okay. It is okay and just another piece of being human. One of my current favorite songs is called Cake by the Ocean. And the line says, let's lose our minds and go fucking crazy. I'm hoping that we'll be eating cake by the ocean. And I turn this song up so loud and I sing it at the top of my lungs because the idea of going fucking crazy has such a negative connotation to it. And I am going to give you the fucking permission to go fucking crazy and eat cake by the ocean If that's what you want to do, then do it. Stop sitting there feeling sorry for yourself. Stop planning that one day you will. Take action. Do something different. Just a tiny little thing. One small step is better than no step. And it doesn't matter what direction you choose because you can always change your mind. It's only a mistake if you let it be a mistake. Otherwise, it is an opportunity for you to learn. Now, I'm not comfortable with myself, and honestly, I don't think I ever will. But that's okay. And it's okay if you feel the same way. Thank you, guys. So excited for all of your feedback. You have no idea what it means to me that I have touched you from the bottom of my heart, and the warmest wishes from this beautiful little spot of paradise that I have found, the Isla de la Piedra, just outside of Mazatlan, Mexico. I am sending you warmth and support and love and appreciation for who you are and all the uncomfortable shit that you have in your life.